Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. As the 20th century came to a close, astronomers discovered something that challenged the basic understanding of physics developed over the entire century: dark energy. The 20th century opened with Albert Einstein's 1905 theory of special relativity, which gave science a radically new way of understanding how space and time are related through the propagation of light. Between 1911 and 1916, Einstein generalized his theory to include gravity. This immediately became science's best tool for understanding the large-scale structure of the universe. In 1929, Edwin Hubble found that distant galaxies were all moving away from us. Einstein's general relativity theory provided a natural framework for astronomers' observations of the completely unexpected recession of galaxies in the distant universe. Space itself is expanding. While all this was happening in astronomy, physicists were developing quantum theory, an entirely new way of viewing the world of the extremely small, of atoms, nuclei, and electrons. By 1930, the basic structure of atoms and molecules was understood, and physicists were moving on to probe the even smaller nucleus. Astronomers and physicists were making discoveries at opposite ends of the size and distance scales. They simply weren't in a position to see the connections between their research at that time. Just before the Second World War, physicists developed high-energy accelerators to probe deeper inside atomic nuclei and later inside the building blocks of the nucleus, protons, and neutrons. A series of successively higher-energy accelerator experiments discovered many new elementary particles in the succeeding decades. By the 1970s, a standard model of what some people had called a zoo of new particles had been formulated. The standard model still summarizes nearly everything that has been learned experimentally about elementary particles to date. In the decades after World War II, astronomers got their first indications of an exotic consequence of Einstein's relativity: collapsed stars and galactic cores called black holes. Black because their gravity is so intense that no light can escape from them. They now know that black holes are found in nearly every galaxy, including our own. Astronomers also inferred from observing neutron stars in orbit that the gravitational waves predicted by Einstein must exist, though we still have not detected them directly. Astronomers also began to suspect that their telescopes were not seeing all the kinds of matter in the universe. They inferred there must be unseen, dark matter that exerts a gravitational pull on the motions of stars in galaxies and galaxies in galaxy clusters. Dark matter is now thought to be ubiquitous, comprising over 20% of the mass-energy density of the observed universe. So if the dark matter is an elementary particle, it simply can't be one of those in the standard model, which means that the standard model is incomplete. Astronomy was beginning to pose challenges to physics. By the 1980s, the expanding universe had gotten its own theoretical model that is now so well verified that it deserves also to be called standard: the so-called inflationary Big Bang model. At its earliest moments, our entire universe was unimaginably small and unimaginably hot. It suddenly inflated in a Big Bang. In the 1990s, astronomers showed with exquisite precision that microwaves almost uniformly filling the universe in all directions today are the light radiation created when atoms first formed. This cosmic background radiation was subsequently shifted to longer wavelengths by the ongoing expansion of the universe. Precision observations of the microwave background not only confirmed many aspects of the inflationary Big Bang model, but also became an important tool for learning more about both physics and astronomy. By 1995, astronomers and physicists could be reasonably satisfied with their century's work. Einstein's theory of relativity, the standard model of particle physics, and the inflationary Big Bang model had passed the experimental tests science had devised in the past two generations. With the exception of the dark matter puzzle, the foundation seemed reasonably solid as far as they went. On the other hand, Einstein's relativity and basic particle physics were now irretrievably tangled with one another, and understanding the relationship between the two had become one of the most central, unanswered questions of contemporary science. In 1998, astronomy again shook the foundations of physics. Astronomers, by relating the apparent brightness of Type 1a supernova in distant galaxies to their speed of recession, found that the expansion of the universe of space itself is speeding up. The speed-up implies the existence of a new kind of energy, dark energy, that comprises 70% of the total mass energy density in the universe. Einstein's equations for an expanding universe allow a so-called cosmological constant that acts the same everywhere and, within today's observational limits, could account for the speed-up. On the other hand, basic physics theories have no natural explanation for the size of the observed acceleration rate. The discovery of dark energy has caused huge excitement. The questions fly thick and heavy. Can an understanding of dark energy and dark matter teach us ways in which particle physics models should be extended? Should we not test the degree to which dark energy is exactly constant, as Einstein's cosmological constant predicts? Or going beyond Einstein, will we find it varies? Can we observe the distant universe with the almost unimaginable precision needed to detect its variation? If dark energy does vary, what would we learn about the physics of particles? Either answer, constant or varying, has profound implications for both physics and astronomy. Amidst all the new questions awaiting answers, two points emerge with clarity. First, the 21st century in astronomy and physics will be very different from the 20th. Second, our understanding of the inflationary Big Bang universe is sufficiently secure that we can use the universe itself the way we use accelerators to explore the most basic laws of physics. Astronomers and physicists will be working together in mutually supportive ways from now on. Observations of the cosmos now have the potential to extend our basic physical laws beyond where 20th century research left them. These observations can provide us with stringent new tests of Einstein's general theory of relativity, tell us how to extend the standard model of elementary particle physics, and, if direct measurements of gravitational waves were made, give astrophysics an entirely new way of observing the universe. New physical understanding may be required to explain cosmological observations, and the challenge of investigating the laws of physics using astronomical techniques promises to bring higher precision, clarity, and completeness to many astrophysical investigations relating to galaxies, black holes, and the large-scale structure of the universe. So where does all this put us? Well, it puts us beyond Einstein, which is a sort of science shorthand that applies to a set of new scientific challenges at this intersection of physics and astrophysics, where questions abound and answers lie in wait for our discovery. Which is where NASA's Beyond Einstein program comes in. The program consists of a series of space missions, large and small, that push Einstein's theories to their limits, using increasingly more sensitive probes to target specific science questions, like what powered the Big Bang, what happens to space-time near a black hole, and what is that mysterious dark energy pulling the universe apart? These fundamental questions lie at the heart of the Beyond Einstein program. Investigating the nature of these phenomena, going beyond Einstein, will take space missions that harness the ingenuity, creativity, and technical sophistication of current and future generations. The Beyond Einstein roadmap lays out specific research goals related to each of these three fundamental questions. Prompted by Congress and the Office of Science and Technology Policy, NASA and the Department of Energy asked the National Research Council to assess the five proposed mission areas and recommend one for their first development and launch. While all five have the potential to profoundly alter our understanding of the universe, the National Research Council believes that the Joint Dark Energy Mission should receive priority. They made this recommendation based on several factors, not the least of which was because it alone is now ready for a competitive selection of mission concept proposals. The Joint Dark Energy Mission will also provide direct insight into a key Beyond Einstein science question and is the most technically feasible option for immediate development. The NRC did note that another proposed mission to detect gravitational waves using the Laser Interferometer Space Antenna, or LISA, should eventually become the flagship mission of the program, given that it's likely to provide an entirely new way to observe the universe. Indeed, the hunt to detect gravitational waves, the last experimental test of Einstein's theory of general relativity, may allow us to unravel the enigma of space and time to discern the hidden rhythms of the universe. If and when that happens, we will well and truly have moved beyond Einstein. For more information on the National Research Council's report on NASA's Beyond Einstein program, you may contact the Space Studies Board. Their telephone number is 202-334-3477. You may also read the full text of this book online at the National Academies Press. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.